You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Which sentence is easier to understand? He was conveyed to his place of residence in an intoxicated condition, or he was carried home drunk. See, now most people would choose the latter, and this is a century-old example, and it's a useful illustration of how plain language can be used to communicate more clearly from everyday interactions, right through to government documents. Now, the Plain Language Bill is being brought before Parliament, or was recently brought before Parliament, and comprehensible information from the government organisations it argues is a basic democratic right. Now, to talk about this, I am joined by Andrea Kaludi, a senior lecturer in linguistics at the University of Waikato. Andrea, how are you?
Kia ora, Joe. Fine, thanks.
Tell me about this bill. Give me a bit of background on it. What is it and why it's important?
So basically, this bill tries to make language clearer and more accessible for everybody, everyday New Zealanders. And it's passed its second reading, which means that now it's being considered by Parliament, and if it passes the next reading, then it can become law. It's really, really important because access to plain language is, as you mentioned as well, as it's also stated in the bill, democratic rights. You know, it's important that if we get any communication, letters or emails from government bodies, we understand them, especially if we're required to actually take action and do something. We need to know what's being asked and what it all means for us.
Now, earlier we were also speaking about other countries adopting this. What have we seen in Australia and the US, and how can New Zealand learn from this?
Yeah, so our own plain language bill is actually quite closely modelled on the American Plain Writing Act. That act came into being in 2010 under Barack Obama, and similarly to our bill, it doesn't actually have kind of enforceable rights. So there is going to be no way to be sued, for example, if you don't produce documents in plain language. However, in other countries like Australia and the UK, there's no kind of bill or act like this, but what they do have is guidance. So there's kind of official government guidance that every document should ideally be written in this accessible language. So there's kind of a general international recognition that it's important to provide documents in accessible language. Everyone kind of seems to agree on that aspect. What's kind of really up for debate and what's really new is this idea that you might want to legislate it. So the idea of plain English, there have been plain English movements ever since probably as far back as we think Chaucer, in the 14th century people started talking about this. But, should we legislate them is the real question that New Zealand is looking at. And in the US initially, the Plain Writing Act was kind of received a bit of a frosty welcome, and people were really not very impressed with its impact. If you're not going to kind of enforce it, people ask, well, what's the point of legislators? But over time, actually, what's really been helpful is that the Centre for Plain Language over there has published regular report cards on writing quality of government documents, and these cards seem to suggest trend of improvement. So between, to give you an idea, in 2013, about half of the agencies seemed to fail the requirement for plain language, but by the end of last year, every single one passed. So even making people write reports on this seems to be a kind of useful thing to encourage greater adherence to plain language.
Yeah. Now, I guess one point which has been brought up is how this would make government documents more accessible for New Zealanders, but also it would increase awareness of the need for clear communication. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I'm interested in language. So as a linguist, we study language. We want to know everything about how we use language and what happens with language. And for us, it's really important, of course, to increase awareness of what it means to communicate effectively. If you look at any job ad out there these days, I'd say one of the requirements is effective communication. But what is effective communication? And how do you prove you've got it? It's a tricky issue, and It's not an easy one to solve, as can be evidenced by the fact that there's a bunch of definitions circulating regarding plain language, for example. You know, there's no kind of agreed upon definition, although the one that the plain language working group uses seems to kind of, the International Plain Language Working Group proposed, it seems to have traction. A lot of people use that in the US and the UK as well. So it's hard to kind of see what plain language, you know, is exactly. We have some ideas for guidance on how to get it, but it's hard to see, to say for sure this is it. It's easier to recognise when things are not in plain language than it is the other way around. But increasing awareness is the first step towards making communication more accessible. And we do know that these accessibility issues are connected to inequality, right? So certain communities are more affected, usually the migrant, minority, marginalised communities are more affected by jargon-laden documents or unclear language, which then kind of tips the scales kind of further against them, I suppose. So it's really, really important that we raise awareness to begin with of these issues.
Yeah, which I guess could be seen as quite beneficial for anyone internationally visiting New Zealand or, you know, here on a visa. I also want to talk about some other benefits which this bill may bring. There could be a potential financial benefit and also social benefit as well.
Yeah, well, it's hard to know, right? We don't know. And so obviously having this bill, you know, involves itself a cost, right? Because somebody's going to have to gather data and report and deal with feedback and complaints. And so obviously it comes at a cost. Nothing is for free in this world. But then conversely, if this kind of effect trickles down into documents, and we see, you know, what the US has essentially seen over there, if we see that happening here where our documents are clearer and easier to understand, then the kind of fallout from having to follow up unclear communication, respond to questions that the public might have, you know, when they're unsure what to do next, or maybe even dealing with kind of undoing the wrong action. If citizens take the wrong action, if they don't pay, you know, I don't know, taxes in the way that they should or whatever, because they're not understanding what's asked of them, then all of that comes at a cost as well. And so it's kind of a matter of weighing up the different costs. And of course the social benefit is that, you know, people are generally much happier if they understand what's being communicated, right?
Sure,
we want to know what information we're told, right, what it all means for us. We want to know what's being asked of us and to feel secure and that we understand. So definitely that kind of insecurity and uncertainty that comes from unclear reporting and unclear documents is difficult, right? And it's stressful for people. So it's a worthy kind of cause to have clear language.
Yeah. Now, on that note, I'm just reading about this research which shows most online consumer contracts are incomprehensible but still legally binding. So this is from 2019. And I guess this would kind of make the reading the terms and conditions a bit easier.
Yeah. And look, I mean, New Zealand is generally, you know, New Zealanders do want, and companies and government officials do want to make communication clear. We actually have a plain language awards body here. I don't know how many of your listeners know this, but this body actually actively encourages submissions of poor and good writing and offers prizes. So there's kind of an yearly a bunch of yearly prizes for the plain English champion, for the best website, the clearest communicator. In fact, there's even a plain English sentence transformation prize for a particular sentence that people have transformed and made clear. So there's already a little bit of awareness, but I think you know, bringing this into legislation will increase people's kind of knowledge of these issues.
Yeah. Now, real quick, I wanted to go into some critiques some have had of the bill. saying that it kind of leans on the margin of control. Could you touch on this a bit?
Well, the thing is, it's not kind of, it's not going to have the kind of legal impact where you can, like I said, you can't actually enforce it. So it's a procedural bill in that sense. And there are no enforceable rights or obligations, and you can't seek kind of compensation because you've been given some kind of document that you can't understand. So in that sense, the control is pretty minimal, but the burden will be placed largely on companies to report, agents and agencies to report kind of how they're meeting plain writing requirements. Also the Public Service Commissioner will have to kind of produce some material to help these agencies with their requirements, and I guess will field complaints and feedback from the public as well. So in that sense, you know, that's kind of what the bill is doing. But until we know more, in a sense, what's tricky about it is that some of the details are still kind of unclear. For example, there's no plain language definition yet. It's not included in the bill. This is something that the Public Service Commissioner will have to produce and come up with in due course. So in a sense, you know, it's kind of tricky to vote on it, I suppose, because, yeah, you don't know the full details and how it's all going to work yet.
Yeah. Now, last question, is there anything else people should know about this bill? Anything that we haven't covered?
Well, as a kind of language enthusiast, I suppose it's just really important to think about the fact that different communities are going to be affected differently by this. So it's easy to brush it aside and think, oh well, you know, it doesn't really matter. But actually, there are certain communities that will be greatly impacted by clearer communication. I think it's important to keep that in mind. And also the other thing to keep in mind is that clear communication is not just part of the document itself, but to remember that a document is clearer for one set of audiences than another. So it's all about the audience as well. So the intended audience is really important when you're writing as well. So, yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you so much, Andrea, for giving us that insight on the plain language bill. Much appreciated. Kia pai tera. Have a good day.
Thank you, Namihi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.